members of the committee for Mr. Joseph.
Well, not a question statement. I think this is probably the only way to go. And, you know, I certainly support the resolution.
I share your concern and that of Senator Josephson. As long as we make these decisions, they will be suspect. And as you correctly stated, we can do no right. It's far better to have a commission that is completely separated from the legislature and makes decisions that we cannot alter. I think the public will have confidence in that. And in a democracy, perhaps the only thing that we have as the basis of our system is the confidence of the public.
Is to resort to a dictatorship like this, Your Honor.
I have a slightly different view, but Senator Ziegler.
What impact, if any, Senator, could this legislation, assuming it went through, have on the pending initiative next November?
Well, yes, I don't see it as something that stops the initiative. I'm sure the Attorney General would, especially since it doesn't take effect but voted on by the people, wouldn't have the effect of preventing people from voting. But I think it defuses the initiative. I think it allows candidates for office to say that you know, voters should vote their conscience, and we'll allow the commission, if they vote to create a commission, set it for the future. I think it takes some of the emotion out of that issue.
Senator Kelly.
Let me give you a scenario about what's liable to happen. The House is pushing for a total repeal of the pay raise effective next January. If this is passed, then I presume it's still time to go on the November ballot. Then the governor could appoint, of course, he might be a pretty bitter guy right then, but he could appoint a committee that could come in and do their work by January when the pay raise is reflected back down to the $18,000.
In other words, they wouldn't have to go back to the old scale.
They wouldn't have to go back to the old scale or the new scale. They could come up with something in between. It's what I would imagine they would do.
One more comment. I think there is a proposal around the halls that says that this commission should set the salary of cabinet members and judges. I don't agree with that. There's no reason why we should advocate our will in setting, in my opinion, the salary of cabinet officials.
Thank you, Senator Joseph. Are there any further questions by members of the committee on either the committee substitute or the resolution in general?
Where does it go next?
To finance. What is the pleasure of the committee with regard to this resolution?
I would, are you feeling any problem with this?
I don't care about the option.
I would move it. I can't move it. I'll move the resolution out of individual recommendation.
The substitute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not we adopt the committee substitute, Senator
160. Thank you,
and I would move the committee substitute out of committee with individual recommendation.
You've heard the motions. Is there any objection to the motions? Hearing no objection, Senate Joint Resolution 15 is passed from committee with individual recommendation. I will be a due pass. Next, I would like to take up Senate Bill 161, also by Senator Josephson.
That's what I just moved down.
Pardon?
You know, the resolution on the table, what are you doing?
Thank you, Senator. Great. Please note Senator Fink's present. Senator, we just passed him.
You couldn't help but notice that you were alive.
Sorry, guys.
Pardon me, Mr. Deck. We just adopted a committee substitute for SJR.
Thank you.
Being passed out with two, there are two changes. Deletes the type of people that classification, the people who will be appointed, and then deletes the hearing in each judicial district and just says public hearing. Taking up Senate Bill 161. This is the statutory language relating to the compensation of elected officials. Senator Josephson, again, this is your bill, sir. Have you...
Mr. Chairman, as I understand it, the chair has prepared a substitute again, and chiefly the difference is that we provide for staggered terms. Is that correct? You know, the members of the
yes.
Committee. And perhaps that's a worthwhile change and provides for continuity in membership. I have no objection to that. This is a companion piece, of course, to SJR 15, and fleshes out by statute so that the people adopt the amendment, a new commission can begin to operate right away.
Are there any questions by members of the committee with regard to this bill? Again, it's a very, very sketchy piece of statutory work, setting up the basic framework for the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move CS. No, I would move that we adopt the committee subject to Senate Bill number 161 to issue.
You heard the motion. Is there any objection to the motion, Senator Kelly? Hearing none, the committee substitute is adopted.
And I would move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 161, fiduciary from committee with individual recognition.
The motion has been stated. Is there any objection to Senator Kelly's motion? Hearing none, the bill is passed from committee with individual recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I had intended to take up Senate Bill 95 today. It appears that legislative drafting has not completed the committee substitute. That Mr. Bruce, can you tell us precisely what happened?
Legislative drafting, we got it back rather late, and it seems to have neglected to include a certain segment on negligence, which we requested before. So we'll have to prepare for the next meeting.
That was one that Senator Hufford, you were particularly interested in, and I makes sense to have it done right before we take the bill. This is hardly a pressing piece of legislation. It's been around for a bit, though it's probably important.
Stays here forever.
It,
is that less than enthusiastic support?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's either going to rest here or somewhere.
But,
given the state's involvement in hydroelectric projects, it probably deserves some attention. I'd also like to state that this is be Mr. Bruce's last day with the Judiciary Committee. He'll be leaving. In his place will be Ms. Suzanne LaPierre, who's an attorney and most recently worked for privately for Southern California Edison. So, Paul,
Kevin, you did a marvelous job. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Now go make some serious money.
Mr. Bruce has been a real asset for the committee. Those are the only pieces of legislation scheduled for this time because the dam safety bill has no ready committee substitute. We will take that up at another time. Committee's adjourned.
All right.